Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Damn.
Damn. Damn. Damn, Daniel.
Oh my God. Remember Dan,
remember
Daniel.
Damn, Daniel. How's Daniel doing?
I don't know. That was like the That was okay.
That was good, clean meme humor.
Do you like TikTok?
Really funny. I haven't gone into a TikTok place, but like,
Are
you into TikTok now?
No, I don't have one, but like, I like seeing them on Twitter, and there's like a whole, like, young people on TikTok are really funny and like political, but like really funny about it, and like they're so much smarter than I was.
They know how to be.
Yeah, they get the youth. It. There's also this amazing woman who you should have on the podcast. She's like a sensation right now, but she's like this Long Island mother who has like two kids and a husband, and they just film. I have to find it.
Do they do family film?
But it's like camp. It's like they're just like at a shopping mall in Long Island, like at Radio Shack or something.
Oh my God.
Or Best Buy.
I love that.
I'll think of it.
And it seems like chill. It's not, it's like funny, or is it like dark?
No, it's just like her being like, I don't want to go over there. And she's like real sassy and like, oh, I'm trying to find it. But yeah, I was like thinking of, some people have been like, you should do TikTok. And I'm like,
you could be a TikTok star. It's a lot. You know Varley?
No.
Oh.
Oh, Ed
posted about her,
and I didn't know if she was sincere or not.
I don't know what. I think she is sincere.
You need to have her on.
I'm
always like, I'm like your booking agent.
Yeah. I think she's like, I think she lives in India, and she has a crazy huge TikTok following, and she does all sorts of like anti-bullying TikToks.
Yeah.
But like,
I saw
she
one where she's
is like beating up kids in them, and like
she beats up kids in them.
Yeah, like she pantomimes like beating kids, and then she also like it's a whole new world. I don't understand Varley, but like I appreciate her.
She might be like ahead of our time.
She's like at least 5 years ahead of
she might be from time. The future,
so I think she is.
And
apparently she was like a famous chef for a while, and
really?
Then decided to just become like a TikTok superstar.
I saw one where she's like in a closet or something, like looking like distressed as if there's like a home invader.
Yeah, or like an abusive husband. She tackles a lot of really intense subject matter, and I don't know if she's doing it in like the most magnanimous way.
No.
But like
that, not at least from what I've skimmed, because I followed her like 2 weeks ago.
She had another one about like alcoholism where she was pretending to be like an alcoholic parent that was like trying to show like how bad it is to be an alcoholic, where I was like, this is very insensitive to like people that are truly struggling with alcoholism and not exactly what alcoholism looks like for everyone.
It's like a very like after school.
It's after school special, but with like a psychedelic flavor almost.
Yeah, it almost felt like skits that I used to do in like health class.
Yeah, it's like a
where you
childlike.
Just like overdo it.
Yeah, we're like, don't go in there, watch out. And like,
oh my god, I had one of my most traumatic moments in grade school was because of a health video I did.
Why?
My teacher, she like got, I think she was just bored. She was the gym teacher who also taught health. Mm-hmm. She's qualified.
Yeah, that's like what
and she
gym teachers tend to do.
She got like a new camcorder, and I think she just wanted to like play with it. So she was like, we're gonna do skit videos. I'm gonna film you
Love.
Guys. So you're gonna like write, you know, you're gonna get into a group, you're gonna come up with a skit, and I'm gonna film you doing it. And so like there was a day where she just like, I think we had one class to like prepare everything, and then the next class she filmed it, and like each group took a turn doing it for like 10 minutes, and she filmed us, you know. She would go out in the hallway and like, so my group, I came up with the idea because I was like, we were gonna do a video about pills, mm-hmm. the danger of pills, and I played like the friend whose friend is falling into pills, and I'm like, oh, you know, my acting was, I was just like, god, I something's wrong with Keith, there's something weird is happening to him. And then like I find him in the bathroom doing pills, and then we go out in the hallway and I like take the pills from his hand and I go, no, Keith. And I slam my foot on the pill. It's like TikToks.
Wow.
And I go, no.
It's a TikTok.
And I remember we showed the video and I was so nervous. I wanted everyone to like it. And it was like, this is my debut. And
you're literally like Michelle Williams at the Oscars.
I was like totally like Blue Valentine-ing it. And mm-hmm. She, after the video, she goes, so does anyone have any questions for the group about like what they talked about? And this kid...
is beeped.
This kid, yeah, okay. He raised his hand. He was like a jock, and he said, "Carrie, you talk with your hands a lot." And everyone in the class started laughing. And I was just like, he was basically saying,
"You're gay.
You're fucking gay."
Yeah,
because I was, and then I was like, because in the video, I was just like, I was.
You were gesticulating. Yeah,
gesticulating.
You're upset
passionate.
That your friend is on pills.
Don't be on pills, Keith.
You're trying to save Keith's life.
No, but
it's life or death.
I remember vividly going, "No, Keith," slamming him on the ground. And I have like a group of friends who were like, "Yeah,
I love that."
And like. And it was like none. I was like not friends with any of the people I was in the group with. But I was like, guys, we're gonna do. And none of them were into it. And it was, I wanted it so bad to be a hit.
God, fucking, I love like
kid.
Camcorder.
I know
stuff when you're a kid. Like I took like a film course in like sixth grade, like during mm-hmm. the summer. But it was really just like my math teacher and an English teacher got a camcorder and then signed a bunch of kids up to like play with the camcorder and make like silly movies. And then they would like show us movies. Yeah. So we got to watch like Lawrence of Arabia and like Braveheart.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
Alive. And I was really inspired by Alive. And so we each had to make like our own short film, and so I made a short about an airplane crashing.
Whoa.
And I was like, everyone like the airplane crashes and everyone dies, and we filmed it in like the hall of the library, and I like lined chairs up and like put fake blood on people, and I was just like, oh my god, like, and it was really like a violent exploration of like
that.
Life and death.
That's so Alive was harrowing.
Alive was harrowing.
I remember being really like, it haunted me too.
Oh, I love that movie so much.
The plane crash scene is horrifying.
It truly is like the most realistic plane crash scene, and just like the aftermath mm-hmm. of like survival and mm-hmm. the decisions that have to be made.
Yeah.
And all those guys are so hot.
So hot. Ethan Hawke.
Mm-hmm.
I remember.
And then that one guy that's an actor that's like been in a lot of like TV. He's like around all the time. He's in so much TV.
The redhead guy?
Not the redhead guy. Like the other, like it's like the other main guy.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Ethan Hawke and then another guy that's like in everything.
Also, I love how they're all like supposed to be like Argentinian.
And they're like white dudes. They're like hot white guys.
I just remember there was like one of the guys like mom and sisters with them, and that really fucked me up.
Yeah.
But no, that's cool though. I used to my one of my best friends from childhood, Molly, she like went to NYU and is like a TV writer now and like killing it, and she and I used to make movies together, and like we had so it was like we did this okay I it's not on Molly has it on DVD, but I think she took it down because she was like, I just wanted to take this down. But we had a YouTube web series in like 2007.
Oh my God.
Her mom is like one of my mom's best. She's like my mom's best friend. And she was like, she's amazing. And she was like, you know, I think YouTube is actually catching on and you guys should do a web series together. Because she always, which was actually so like.
That's way ahead of its time.
Deborah was very ahead of her time and she still is. But Molly and I did this web series where we got a bunch of our friends from like our town, and we just for the summer after senior year of high school, she was going to Tisch, I was going to Gettysburg, and we were just like, let's just do a web series and have something to do every day. And we did a web series called The Field, and it was based on Haddonfield where we lived, mm-hmm. and it was like a teen soap opera. It was like inspired by The OC. And it was actually like really good. Molly is
I'm obsessed
so,
with this.
Molly is so fucking talented and like filmed it and edited it. And I helped. I like sat with her as she edited it and like
re-release it.
I know. It was,
I'm gonna start a campaign.
No, but the thing is, we did it. We put it on YouTube over the summer, and it caught on in our town. And like people around town were watching it and talking about it because they thought it was based on people, which it was.
Yeah,
that we like went to high school with.
Oh my
and
God.
Grew up with, and people were coming up, like parents were coming up to my mom and Deborah and being like, so what's happening on The Field next week? Like, and we did like 5 episodes.
That's so cool.
And the ending was a cliffhanger, and my character was a coke addict.
Womanizing,
you know, popular boy who was had daddy and mommy issues.
My God.
And my character OD'd.
I see it, dark and brooding.
Right? And his name is Nick.
Ugh, classic.
And he was like playing girls and like just being like had a secret life, and his secret life was that he was a secret coke addict, and he was getting drugs from his gay drug dealer.
Dead.
Yeah. And like we used all of our friends, and like we did a scene. Sorry if I'm talking about this.
No, I'm gonna ask Molly re-release for your consideration.
I feel like people would be think it was like fun because it's actually people was love really it. Well Sounds done really it was really well done, and like we got it was so cool to have like something to do every day, and like a bunch of us. And some of the friends that I made from it are friends that I'm still friends. Like, there were a few people who, like, I didn't really know until we filmed it. And I'm still friends with them.
I'm starting a hashtag movement, release the field.
Release the field. No, but, and we had this one night where we somehow got, like, 40 people or, like, 30 people. We rounded them up. It was, like, in this, everyone was bored in the mm-hmm. summer. Everyone was going to college soon. Like, everyone was just kind of, like, doing nothing. So, we called a bunch of people. We got them all to meet at this football field in our town. And we staged, like, a party scene where they're partying on the football field. And the cops came. And we weren't even drinking.
I love it.
We were, like, we're completely sober. We're just filming a web series. And the cop was, like, okay. And, like, left. But, like, the cops were called. Because we were out, like, we were pretending to have a party.
Yeah.
We had a party scene in my basement of my house. And it was so funny.
Oh my God. I've got to see this.
It was good. It was Molly did a really great job. And then in the last episode, my character ODs and gets left on his doorstep.
Was that the cliffhanger?
Yeah. And then this other girl gets hit by a car.
Oh my God.
Who he was playing like mind games with.
Yeah. Wow. This is all very like Cruel Intentions.
It was very CI. And then we did like a teaser for season 2, but never.
Oh my God.
I know. It was so good.
You're literally like Fleabag. It's literal Fleabag.
But there's this amazing line that my friend Anna played like the lifelong best friend of Nick, my character. And mm-hmm. she knows that he's hiding something, but she's, you know. And there's a scene where Nick's like, we're at like a diner talking about the party that we're gonna have that night, and he's like, I've got I've got some natty in the trunk. And then I go, and you all better be there tonight. And I went, Anne, that was her name in the show. And she goes, I might make an appearance.
I'm dead.
And I saw her, like, the last time I saw her, I went, I might make an appearance.
God.
It was...
Hashtag release the field.
I know. We need it. So funny. And, like, I think half the people that were in it are now gay.
Perfect.
It was just, like, all the theater kids and, like, the movie kids. I don't know. It was so fun. Anyway, that was
me and Molly.
Molly Nussbaum. She's...
dig into the archives.
She's one of the greats.
Welcome, by the way, to...
oh yeah,
Sex Unique Podcast.
By the way, it's like in a movie where they do like 20 minutes and then they do the they do it afterward.
Then it's like,
yeah, I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
If you didn't know,
and
it's Halloween week.
Things
are really spooky in LA right now.
Yeah, LA is like fully spooktastic.
The line between the living and the dead is blurred.
The veil is thin.
Snow.
We have a ghost app open.
Lara showed me this ghost app where it reads.
It's like, just like you open the app and you leave it open, and then like random words will pop up.
And it reads
apparently
like,
it's from like the spirit world.
It reads like EMP, plasma.
The meters are really going off right now.
Yeah.
Snow, because you were a cokehead, maybe.
They want the field.
Yeah. They went
the release spirits, the field.
Release the field. All right. It says.
Wow.
We're fully connecting to the other side.
We are.
Yeah,
I was telling you that this weekend I was Tilda Swinton for Halloween. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be her one more time tomorrow from Fun. Suspiria. And I had the time of my life being her.
Yeah.
I found a brown maxi dress on Amazon.
Perfect.
My boyfriend braided my wig.
Mm-hmm.
And I just lightened my eyebrows and I was Tilda.
You were great.
Thank you.
You talk about lifting the veil.
I was Mono Blanc.
Mm-hmm.
I was tethered to Marcos.
Yeah.
I was. It was great.
What are you doing for Halloween?
I'm going to a party tomorrow night, and then I think Thursday I'm going trick-or-treating with my boyfriend's nephew.
Oh, love.
Who's the cutest kid.
Cute.
And I'm especially excited because my nephew is going to be a lobster for Halloween.
Oh my god.
And my sister and her husband are going to be chefs.
Young Teddy.
Right?
Oh, that's so cute.
I was having major FOMO, and then I asked my dad what he was going to be for Halloween, and he goes, a big fat dope. He's like, that's just going to be a big, like, what I am. I was like, Dad.
I love it.
And then I go, Mom, what are you going to be? And she goes, I have a witch hat.
Love.
So everyone's gonna be like on theme and you're gonna just be a witch.
Yeah.
I love that for her.
That's a perfect like mom
grandma.
That's like what you do for Halloween when you're just like
The moms who come in for Halloween like at the school.
Did
you guys have like a Halloween parade?
No, but we had like dress up, but really like Halloween dress up traumatized me because I feel like there would be a group of girls that would all decide to wear the same thing, but I rarely was included in that planning. So I'd show up to school like thinking, like there was one year where like everyone wore pajamas and then I was like, oh, it's cool to wear pajamas. Like that's what I'm going to do next year. And then I showed up in pajamas and then all the girls were like wearing like camouflage pants and like gray sweatshirts with their hair in like pigtails. And
wow.
I was like, what the fuck? Then I just was like, I'm sick and I have to go home. And I went home and just like laid in my bed. And then my mom like kind of pet my hair. And then I was like, okay, I think I feel better. I can go back to school now.
Wow.
It was just like, it was a anxiety ridden holiday for me.
Wait, it's so like not fun.
It wasn't fun. Like, that for me, that specific one was not fun.
We're just going to wear camo.
Yeah.
It's like. Be Dracula.
I know. And I then always... one day my mom came to pick us up for school, like after middle school had gotten out, and she was dressed up like in a full clown costume. And I was so angry. I was like, why would you do this to me?
Like with paint?
Full face paint.
Oh my God.
Wig, nose, outfit.
Big shoes.
I was like,
did your friend see her?
I don't know. I just was like, oh my God. Like, I just tried to get it out of there.
Did you go trick or treating?
We would go trick or treating.
I
guess like when we were young and I liked it.
My best friend Matt, who's still my, like, we've been best friends since we were five. We went trick-or-treating in eighth grade, and I think it was the last year that we went. And I remember, like, someone was kind of like, you guys are old. And we both, like, sat in the curb together and were like, oh, my God. Oh my God. Halloween's over.
Yeah.
No, I loved, at my high school, we had to wear, like, we had a uniform, but mm-hmm. there were certain dress-down days. But on Halloween, all the seniors got to wear costumes.
Yeah.
That was really fun.
That is fun.
I was Where's Waldo.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, this year I'm just like not really into like Halloween. I'm just into being like spooky at home.
You're into like traipsing.
Yeah, I'm into like walking slowly down the stairs
mm-hmm.
and then like trying to corral Tony.
You're into like walking him in the windy night and like
yeah, peering and, like over your staring shoulder. Over my shoulder.
Yeah,
hearing a noise.
I walked here tonight.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna walk home with my big coat on.
It's a good night to walk.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little chilly. Today's the first morning that I had to like wear a fleece.
Ooh, it was fucking cold.
It was cold this morning.
Yeah, LA, there's a very chaotic feel in the city the last 2 days because mm-hmm. we have the fires happening. I hope everyone who lives over there is okay. But yeah,
there's fires like on all sides of kind of where we live, yeah. but not close, but close enough to be like,
you can
damn.
Smell it. You can and smell also, it.
I could see it.
Yeah.
The smoke yesterday from like Melrose. Yeah.
It was like a wall of smoke.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like
the air quality is shit.
It is. And it just feels like that's going to be the new normal now. Like just
fire season.
Because of,
I guess, CC. Like, because of PG&E.
Yeah.
Because of, like, the dryness and also, like, I love, like, the electric company. It's like, you'd think, like, their technology is better than, like, sparking and starting fires.
It's so weird.
I guess not.
Also, just, like, the wind.
Also, like, how about solar energy, then? Ever thought of that?
I don't know.
Like.
Yeah, it just feels like. I don't know. It just feels like our country is, it's going to be just more and more of, anyway.
That's yeah. It's for another spooky, pod. Things are spooky enough, so I don't feel the need to like continue.
Trenta update.
Oh, what's going on in Trenta world?
So today I went to Starbucks. Trenta update. Today I went to Starbucks and it was really crowded and the staff, it was a drive-thru.
Okay. No, I was like, I was recording a podcast earlier today and my guest in between like recording, she was like, went to go to Starbucks and she was like, God, it was so crowded there. So it was just a crowded Starbucks.
Yeah,
day.
It was something was weird
something
there.
Something was in the air and everyone decided to go to Starbucks.
The staff there is usually like super like,
they're on
they
it.
Run a tight ship, but today just, I think they were overwhelmed.
Starbucks chaos.
And the person in front of me, it was one person in like a car and obviously she was on a bike, a tricycle, and she was on a unicycle and she ordered for like 12. I think she must have been like getting the office coffee and I was so annoyed. And then I pulled up just for my fucking Trenta and the really great barista who I always see was like, I gave her my card and she goes, not today. Don't worry. She goes, it's too crazy here. And I was like, really? And she's like, yeah, on my life. And then she gave me
a free Trenta.
A free Trenta, and I drove off.
That's so nice.
Isn't it?
I love that.
She was like, it's too crazy. Like, don't worry about it. It's so crazy here. Like, I'm sorry. Like, you have to. She basically was like, I'm sorry you have to deal with this insanity.
Wow.
She gave me a free Trenta.
You're getting VIP red carpet treatment at Starbucks drive-thru.
They know about my relationship.
They know everything there is to know about me. Yeah.
I love it.
And they're here to soothe you with a free Trenta every once in a while.
But I was like, I wanted to be like, my God, like, hang in, like,
you can do it.
And then I looked and the line had suddenly grown like down the block of car. I was like, damn.
Yeah. She needs you to get out of there.
Yeah. She was basically like, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right.
Anyway. I love that Trenta update. Right? Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It was a great Trenta.
Thank you to Starbucks.
Thank you to Starbucks. Thank you to the team.
Thank you, Howard Schultz, creator of Starbucks.
Good for him for pulling out.
Did he? Oh, yeah.
He was like, I loved how he was like, everyone was really mean to me.
Well, that's like how it goes.
That's how it goes when you're a billionaire.
That's how it goes when you're running for president.
You're a billionaire.
Literally everyone hates you the second that you run for president.
There's like several billionaires running. That Stetson guy whose wife is a babe.
Who is this?
That businessman. What's his name? Staten? Stace? I'm like...
I don't know.
Misinformed. Hold on. Hold, please.
I just can't. I was like, I'm not going to get into any of this until...
Oh, Steyer. Sorry. Tom Steyer.
Oh, okay.
His wife.
What's her deal?
She looks amazing. They're billionaires and she has a barbed wire tattoo around her arm.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah.
She also has like the kind of hair color that I like in older ladies.
She has like a little bit like
Winona. Where it's like white face framing, white streaks, and then like natural gray behind it.
Yeah.
It's like a real vibe.
Like she took like a, she had like a paranormal episode. Very rogue from X-Men.
So rogue. Oh, God, finally Terminator is out soon.
I know. I heard some people were saying it wasn't good, but I'm like, I don't... Don't tell me anything.
Is anything good anymore?
It's going to be fucking great.
It's going to be good.
But a lot of the reviews say it's awesome, so I'm trusting the ones that are saying it's good.
Yeah. I'm choosing to believe.
I want to believe.
I want to believe, and I think if I believe, it'll be great.
How can it not be good? I'm sorry.
The special effects alone look fucking insane.
And just seeing Linda Hamilton, like...
Running around.
Looking her age.
Yeah.
And just kicking ass.
Mm-hmm.
Shooting people with bazookas. That's what I want to see. That's what we need more of in 2020.
We actually do need, like, 50-year-old women shooting people with bazookas.
Yes.
Also, I started watching... Watchmen.
Good.
Which is really good.
It is.
I'm only one episode in, but I'm here for it.
Regina King.
Regina King. Regina Queen.
Regina. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Regina Queen.
Yeah.
When she hits the headboard.
I'm into all of it.
I went, ah! I went, ah! And everything she did, I went,
yeah.
It was like one of those. And Don Johnson was hot.
Don Johnson is so fucking hot.
And Frances Fisher.
Yeah. Frances. Another queen.
Marianne Williamson, number one. She's like Linda
Marianne
Evans.
Williamson stan.
With J.S. Knight. Jay-Z Knight.
Yeah. She is. God, Don Johnson. Who knew? I didn't realize he was like still around and sexy as hell.
He like looks better than ever.
Yeah.
I love when he was like. I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah, he's a hot.
He's a hottie.
He's a hottie. That's all you need to know.
He's a dad.
I watched the first episode of Catherine the Great, and that show is a real no for me. But now I'm
watching
like,
it too.
I'm like, do I just need to see this through? It seems wild.
I tried to watch some of it, and we were just like,
I watched like 2 minutes of it and was like conked out like immediately, and then I decided to give it another shot, and I was like, this show is bad, but I think I like it.
I like all the sets.
I like all the sets, and I like the costumes.
And I like
the writing is
like just watch The Crown.
Yeah, but I'm also reading a Catherine the Great. Like
she was amazing.
Yeah,
she also was like I didn't realize how progressive she was.
Yeah, me neither. But I guess this show is like a love story between her and that like blockhead guy,
Jason Clark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's in Pet Cemetery?
This is a square head. That's where he's from. I'm still holding a grudge over PS.
I know. Also, Helen Mirren is 76.
Damn.
She's amazing looking.
She's incredible.
She's still so sexy.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love her.
What else is going on in older women news? The only news I care about.
Julie Andrews was on Watch What Happens Live, mm-hmm. and she, oh yeah, which we'll talk about a little, but she,
oh yeah,
I think she said she turned down some major role because she was
too stoned.
She was high on pills.
Yeah. Following like a surgical procedure or something. I love that.
God love her. So we're going to say we haven't even said what we're doing.
Wow. Guys. We've just been going down memory lane, but we're going to continue actually to go down memory lane because we're recapping
Real
whole
Housewives
new show
of
New Jersey
Season 2 specifically
of Real Housewives of New Jersey.
I think the greatest season of any Real Housewives.
It is a real epic season. Statement. It has it all. It has Kim D, Kim G,
Arrests,
Danielle, Ashley.
A near riot.
It's like the stakes are high.
A trip to Italy,
to Venice.
German Shepherds.
Yeah.
And mostly Kim G.
Mm-hmm. And that's who we realized we needed to honor the most. And Kim D.
The two Kims really brought an extra... They were like the sharpening of the blade with this mm-hmm. season.
Yeah. But, and so we decided, Carrie had the brilliant idea to go back into the depths of Jersey and recap this season. And I was like, you know what? Yes.
And it times perfectly because Teresa and Joe Giudice just had a sit down on Watch What Happens Live where Andy video interviewed
Joe from Italy where from Salerno.
He's been deported because he's...
Why did he get to... Why did
he wasn't in America. I don't think he ever got his... No, but
why did they even get arrested?
Oh, for fraud. Oh,
okay.
And like tax evasion. And I think they were... it was like a fraud thing.
It was a fraud thing. And then Teresa went to jail for 11 year. Months because she signed a document. Yeah.
And then he went for two or three years.
41 months?
Yeah.
It's a long fucking time.
Joe Giudice looks great.
Joe looks hot.
He looks hot.
He's hot.
We both said it.
I said it too. And I was like, honestly, the best too is in the beginning of the prison special. It cuts to Joe and he's wearing some interesting textile of like an orange blazer. I loved it. And Teresa goes, who dressed you? I don't get it. And he was like, I dressed myself. And she goes, oh.
So they're clearly estranged.
They're
right now.
Very estranged.
Like, I think they're separated. They don't seem like they've talked in a while.
Yeah.
Which is really weird.
And they both are like stone faced about what the other is saying. So that makes me think that like, they've just decided to do these interviews for like money.
Yeah, it's clearly a money thing. But so basically just a brief recap of it. But like
Joe's in Salerno. He's living with his mother.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he has no money now.
No.
And he's hot.
He's hot and he does like
he's lost karate. A ton of weight.
Yeah, he's so thin.
He Jill. Went to Italy early. Like, did he just go there because he was in ICE custody for a really long time?
Yeah, no, I think they just were like, you're not. So he's, I don't think he can ever come back to America, which is insane.
Or he's waiting to see if that's his like forever sentence.
Just stay there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sucks for the kids, but he's been gone for most of their childhoods.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel so, so sad for those children.
I know. But like they talk about like the infidelities they've both been accused of. Teresa,
which like
was seen.
They're definitely like fucking other people
for sure. Teresa was in Miami with like a guy holding his hand. And, yeah, like, she doesn't even deny it.
No,
well, she does deny it. She says he was my friend.
But then they also Andy straight up asked her at one point. He was like, "Have you been faithful?" And she just didn't answer that question. The conversation moved on. She never had to answer. No. Which I was like, "You're a genius for that."
And Joe said.
She's also has Beyonce hair.
She's looking...
Her hair is
wild.
A powerful entity all its own. It has its own zip code.
It does.
It truly is.
She, he also, they were like, Joe, were you faithful when you were in prison? He goes, in prison, yes. I mean, it was very candid.
Yeah, it was candid. Joe said being in ICE custody is like having your head in a panini press.
What?
I was like, okay, totally.
And then
he goes, or a vice. He's so like, they're so like budget Sopranos to me. I really love it.
He also says that he regrets ever going on the show because he says it drew a lot of attention to us. And I was like, yeah, because you were committing crimes.
Yeah.
He goes, when we got a big, like, he basically was like, I would have been able to like get away with it more if I
filmed. You didn't have cameras in your face filming a docuseries about your marriage and life.
And building a palatial mausoleum home.
Yeah.
Which...
Of marble and gold.
Mm-hmm.
I loved you. And he was like, you guys are basically like friendly with Donald Trump. Like, do you think you're going to ask him for like a pardon for Joe? And then Teresa was like, well, I want a pardon. She was like, but no, I wouldn't do that to him.
Wow.
I wouldn't put him through that. I was like, what?
Oh, yeah. She's a Trump head.
She's a Trumper and was also on like Celebrity Apprentice, I think.
Yeah.
I wish Joe had cut his hair. Just like,
I kind of liked it.
You like that little middle part?
He has beautiful eyes.
He's stunning eyes.
He's like these green, like
hazel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all his kids have those eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Still curious about like Gabriella's origin.
Well, let's get into it.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
So season two, episode one.
The
song, the opening song is Joyzy Girls Are Hot So Hot.
Yeah.
Joyzy Girls Are So So Hot. Thus we enter Franklin Lakes, and I'm from New Jersey, so
it's close to home.
Well, it's,
where is Franklin Lakes
in relation to where I grew up?
Yeah.
2 hours north.
Okay.
New Jersey's weirdly big. It's from the bottom of the state to the top, it's like 4.5 hours, like you wouldn't think.
Oh dang.
But Franklin Lakes is like,
is way, it North Jersey?
It's like North Jersey.
Is that where, like,
to the west of New York? It's in the middle of like top of the North State, and it's literally just a bunch of lakes. I had some friends that grew up there.
So, and it's far from New York City.
Yeah. No, it's like an hour
by train.
An hour drive to the city.
Oh, okay.
45 minutes, hour drive. It's pretty close.
You were further from the city.
Oh yeah, I was further. I was 15 minutes from Philly, but like an hour and a half from New York.
Gotcha. So yeah. Then when, why, I feel like I've read this, but maybe you can refresh my memory.
Okay.
Why do so many Italians live in New Jersey?
I don't know. I mean, I think because it was like when the immigrants from Italy and like Ireland and all came over, they all just settled like in close to New York because it's like where they came to. I don't know.
Like Ellis Island gangs in New York.
North Jersey is like very Italian. South Jersey is more like, I guess it's Italian too. It's like more Irish.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's like weird.
Yeah. I'm like, I need like a book or to a book on an Audible about.
Yeah. I think history. It's, I think it's the proximity to New York.
New York.
New York. But, so Teresa, so we cut to Jacqueline.
Jacqueline is pregnant. She's like literally going into labor.
Yeah, her husband Chris is dropping her off. So just a primer, Chris, her husband, is the brother of Dina.
Okay. Yeah. And Caroline.
Dina and Caroline Manzo, who are sisters. He's their brother. They have 11 siblings. Dina and Caroline married two brothers with the last name Manzo.
Oh.
Chris, Dina, and Caroline, their name is Loretta. So Jacqueline Loretta is in the Loretta family.
Okay.
Which is, and Dina is now divorced from that guy. So she's not Manzo anymore. Yeah.
So she's no longer a man.
No, but she and her sister married two brothers.
That's wild.
Yeah.
And you never ever see Dina's husband on the show. Dina's just like a single lady.
You see her daughter.
You see her daughter, yeah.
But so Caroline and Dina now are, they don't speak, but
now in present day,
yeah,
they're
completely estranged.
Why are they estranged?
Because of, I think, Teresa.
Really?
And like some other shit that went down, like some weird infighting.
Huh.
But Chris is their brother. They're old. He's Caroline's like the oldest, I think, of the kids. Anyway, so that's your
the primer. Matriarch.
So she,
Chris Manzo, it's kind of hot.
Yeah, he has those eyes.
He has. They all have those Manzo piercing blue eyes.
Yeah. She
is Ashley Jacqueline's daughter with Chris.
No.
That's from a different marriage.
You see
different
her husband on this season, I think. But okay, that's her husband from Vegas.
Oh yeah.
So
Ashley has like Vegas baby energy.
Jacqueline had a baby, had a son CJ with Chris, and then they have Nicholas.
And then they have Nicholas, who they have at the very beginning of this episode.
So Jacqueline...
Is Nicholas the one who's on the autism spectrum? Mm-hmm. Okay.
You come to find.
Yeah.
So Jacqueline had a really harrowing birth journey. She had like 4 miscarriages. That was part of her struggle in season one.
Yeah.
And so Nicholas is like her miracle baby.
Mm-hmm.
So she says that Dina gave her fertility bracelet 1.5 years ago, and that worked.
Yeah.
So Dina is like a witch.
Dina is connected to
the other side.
The other side, and just like practicing all forms of spirituality.
100%.
She's literally like every religion wrapped up into one.
Mm-hmm. So then we cut to, she has the baby. Caroline comes. Like
Caroline's like, you're part of the crazy of family the now.
You're part of the circus now.
I love Caroline Manzo.
She always goes, she always like wipes a tear away.
Her sensible haircut. Mm-hmm. She's no nonsense. I love a woman when they get to just like, they're like, no more of this hair nonsense. And then they just cut all their hair off and just have like a sensible, manly haircut.
I love a buxom matriarch.
Mm-hmm.
No nonsense.
She's just kind of like a rectangular body.
Mm-hmm. With she
like
looks a, great.
Yeah. And she looks amazing. I love her like when it's like Caroline, she like turns around. She's in like a one shoulder dress.
And she poofs her little hair up.
Mm-hmm.
She has weenies.
Her hair is like the anti-poof. It's like flat to her head, but she loves to like give it a little poof.
She has a little we need to speak to the manager hair.
Definitely.
So then we cut to Dina's house. Dina has two... She has a hairless cat and then this like alien cat.
Yeah, and then her cat where she shaves, which is something I had to do with my old cat because she wouldn't let me brush her and then she would get matted. And so sometimes you have to shave cats in a lion cat. But I have some... things to say about hairless cats.
Grandma wrinkles is from hell.
One, someone told me recently at a party that hairless cats get a lot of blackheads that you have to pop.
Oh,
they can have skin problems and get pimples.
Not into that.
And a lot of the time they'll leave an oil mark on surfaces that they sit on because of their skin's like oils.
Ew.
Isn't that disgusting?
Ew.
I like a hairless cat until I learned those two things, and I don't.
That, they're like eels.
Yeah, it's that's like not disgusting. For me.
I'm sorry, Tony, if you have a hairless cat, but that's I'm,
that's dark sided. Tony literally flipped his shit when he saw those hairless cats walking across the screen.
Good.
He was like,
this I did is, too.
He was like, what in Paimon's hell.
I haven't watched this in a while, but every time I did that, they always freaked me out whenever she had them on.
They also, you have to keep them, you have to be really careful with a hairless to keep it warm at all the time, because even if it's like room temp, it's like too cold for a hairless.
Yeah, damn,
they're high maintenance but perfect for Dina.
Dina loves that.
Dina loves it.
Her home is like a like
just like so many like Buddha statues next to a cross.
It looks like Franck's office in Father of the Bride.
Yeah, it is like very Franck.
With a Buddha.
And like lots of like plants and like bromeliads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's really into like meditation since season one.
Mm-hmm.
She had a lot of drama with Danielle. We learned that there was like something in the reunion in season one where Danielle...
had people like come vandalize her property.
Well, also we... Caroline alludes to it in season one reunion, but she said that she was like, what you did, I will never forgive you, and I will always think you're garbage. What you did was so... And they never clarify what it was, but later we found out, I think that Danielle tried to get her daughter's custody taken away from her.
Dina's daughter's custody? That like is garbage.
Like, she tried to do, like, with her... She tried to, like, rat her out for, like, child services or
for
something.
For what?
I don't know. Anyway.
For having, like, a pimply cat.
Mm-hmm.
God.
And then she had harassing, like, phone calls and...
And then someone vandalized her mailbox, and she thinks it was, like, Danielle-related, which it probably was.
It was!
Danielle loves to meddle in other people's business and does not know when to say enough is enough.
Danielle also, like, knows people.
Yeah, she knows a lot of bad people.
Yeah, she's like,
she's been engaged 19 times.
Yeah, she stares into like...
I have not even had like... That's like having 19 relationships.
Yeah.
Where you like meet someone that you really like enough to then get engaged to them.
Mm-hmm.
Not once or twice or three times, 19. But 19.
Yeah.
And then she's had more since this moment. Yeah. That was just as of 2010, 19 yeah. times.
So we... We then cut to the woman herself. Danielle is driving somewhere and she says, it says in the Bible, God can't help you unless you ask.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, it doesn't say that.
It really doesn't. I also love her white Range Rover and like rosary hanging from the mm-hmm. mirror is a real look.
She's driving under the gray overcast skies of North Jersey and yeah. she's basically like invoking God to destroy her enemies, aka yeah. the other women on the show.
Danielle in throughout the season loves to just like take to the range
yeah.
and like go on a drive.
Her white Range Rover is her like tank.
Mm-hmm.
Season one.
It's the four horses of the apocalypse is just like Danielle in a white Range Rover.
Season one, basically all you need to know is Danielle, it came out that Danielle was in a book written by her ex-husband, who was an undercover cop.
Called Cop Without a Badge.
Cop Without a Badge. And he exposed that Danielle was affiliated with the Colombian drug cartel and, like, allegedly like kidnapped someone and like beat them with like a pistol and like and like all this like Colombia.
Was she a prostitute?
She was like, I think she was, he alleged
she was just like
a sex escort. Worker, and she like was just caught up, and she's
written a book, right?
Yeah, but she admitted to getting arrested, and she said she was like wrong place, wrong time kind of thing, but mm-hmm. he alleged that she was like straight up like kidnapped someone.
I love that.
So her life kind of, it ruined her reputation in town, and then like obviously a table flips. That's like, so Danielle is raw this season.
Yeah, so okay, so last season she was like friendly with everyone, but they were also just like, who is this bitch? And
she was most friendly with Teresa and Jacqueline, and then okay. Teresa kind of like fair weather friend her and went sided with Caroline and Dina, who never liked her, and mm-hmm. Dina was always like, why are you obsessed with me, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
and Jacqueline was just like, Jacqueline kind of has a past, so I think she...
What's Jacqueline's past?
She's, I don't know, just, if like, she has a Vegas past. She's just like... I feel like she has a kind of a mysterious past that she never really talks about.
Jacqueline seems to me like, on first glance, you look at her and you're like, you're so dumb. But really, she's just like playing dumb and yeah. kind of like sweet, innocent.
She's not that... She's actually, I think, very cunning.
Mm-hmm.
In a good way. Like, I respect her for it, but... I think she has a little bit of like some, I think she kind of had like a little like, she was a little curious. Danielle was kind of exciting and like.
Danielle has a dark energy that would just like sweep you up into it.
Yeah. Like there's a moment.
And she's probably fun to hang out with. Like she's the kind of person like you get in her car and she's like, get in, you get in the Range Rover and she's like a glove in the, like a gun in the glove compartment. Yeah.
And she has, and she's like smoking 100 like Marlboro lights and it's mm-hmm. like.
She's like, I just have to return this to someone, and then goes and like drops the gun off. Yeah. And then you guys like go get drunk somewhere, and she tells you like a crazy story.
Yeah, I think Jacqueline was like, ooh, because yeah. I think she was like kind of like, oh, I'm like now like
she's a mom. She's like trying to get pregnant yeah. and like do the mom thing.
And Danielle's
her
like,
husband clearly wants to like control her life to yeah. some element, and you can tell that she's like,
So Danielle was like a little bit of rebellion against also I think Caroline's influence over the family, because Caroline is such a strong like. She's like the queen of the family. So I think she's in this basically like a clan of people, like a tribe of Loritas. And I think Danielle was sort of her like, ooh, like,
yeah,
I'm going to tap into this.
In the Joe and Teresa special, Teresa says Carolyn lived a crooked lifestyle. What does she mean by that?
I don't know. I don't want to say anything.
Why? Because you're afraid of Caroline?
I have some theories.
You don't want to get on the Manzo's bad side?
I just think the brownstone is like kind of shady.
So that's their event space.
Mm-hmm.
And also we'll get to it because I think some stuff that they're doing in this episode is like clearly shady.
Me too.
And now I have a lot more perspective having watched all of The Sopranos.
Me too.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Danielle's driving to meet a priest, mm-hmm. basically to have an exorcism.
Yeah.
She's going there. She's like, I've turned to God in these dark times. Like, I've turned to Christ. Like, I revisited my Catholic roots. She's fully like a devout Catholic again.
Yeah, she's like goes to see Father Richard. And they sit in like 2 chairs and then someone films them with like a soap opera filter.
Yeah, and it's like I had like such a pure flashback to being in New Jersey in this moment, because it was like clearly like 5 p.m. in like October and mm-hmm. or like late summer, and just in a rectory and like this suburban rectory, and I had
you know how it kind of smells.
Yeah, and I just had this really pure flashback to like being at my church and like just being in South Jersey. I don't know, it was really weird. But
Danielle goes, I know I'm not a whore, a prostitute, or a cokehead.
And the priest is like,
he's like, well,
she goes, I met these women. Danielle's biggest, my favorite thing she ever said, these women.
Father Richard is also like, why are you bothered by all of this? Keeping it very real. He's like, why do you care?
They get into like an argument.
Yeah, Danielle, and she like straight up like real talks him, like starts doing like,
yeah, the hand movement
back and forth
to a priest. And she's having like a combative like screaming match with this like really like smart
just
priest,
like a nice priest that like agreed to meet with her. He's like a man of God.
Yeah.
And she's like, Caroline called me garbage. She's like, who is this? And like, why, honestly, why do you care?
He's like,
just stop caring about
it. Like, you seem to think a lot. You seem to worry a lot about what other people think of you. And she's like, that's not true.
Talking, she leans forward and she goes, I want you to teach me how to pray for them. And like, she means business.
And he's like, she goes, I go to church every Sunday. And she goes, those women, they don't go to church. She narcs them out to the church.
Yeah.
I love that.
They never go to church. Sunday.
I go every Sunday. And he's like, good, Danielle. But she's like yelling at him. And I wrote, this is an exorcism.
It is an exorcism. He goes, move on with your life.
Yeah. She should have heeded the priest's words.
But Danielle refuses to move on with her life.
No, she like turned her head around and was like, "Think you can cast me out, priest?"
Full 360.
Yeah.
And then she was like, "I'm taking to the range." She's back wearing, to the range she goes.
She's wearing like leather pants to meet the priest.
Yeah.
I love that.
The way she like crosses herself when he like crosses it. You know, like some women like love being like sexy Catholics.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like she is doing it for the horniness. She's not doing it. Like, what did she think he was going to say? He was like, "I'll fucking talk to a guy."
Yeah.
Like,
I know she's sitting there and he's like going in the name of the Patris, and she's going, and you just see her and she's like,
She's like undulating in her chair and then does like a sexy like cross on her chest.
It's like Madonna in A League of Their Own.
I know. I was like, "Honey."
Yeah.
And then she's like, "They called me garbage. I know I'm not a cokehead. I know I'm not a prostitute or a whore."
She like wants I think she wants to be like salacious to the priest.
And she wants him to be like, "Hot are you a whore?" And he's then also, her be like, "No."
He's also so not into her.
And he wants, like, she's, like, wanting him to, like, kill someone for her. Or, like, at least say that God is going to, like, kill someone for her.
I think she took the Bible literally and thinks God will, like, smite people.
Yeah, she's looking for a smite. And honestly, he's just like, "Move on with your life."
Yeah. Jesus. So then we cut to Teresa in Tawako. That's where her house is.
Okay.
And
she's making her yearly batch of red sauce.
She has her parents who are straight up from Italy and Joe's parents who are from Italy,
and they're
she's in the driveway.
Bilingual.
Yeah.
I love that.
Speaking fluent Italian. They both are.
Teresa's red sauce. She has a cookbook, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does she have her red sauce recipe in the cookbook?
Well, the cookbook is partly why she and Caroline don't speak anymore.
Why? Did she steal some of Caroline's recipes?
She talks shit about Caroline's cooking and her kids in the book. She said Caroline's cooking isn't real Italian. It's like Olive Garden. And she said she made fun of her kids.
Well, I mean, Caroline's kids are both clowns.
I know, but don't fuck with Caroline Manzo's kids.
You actually can't say anything, and now I'm afraid. I'm going to have to get like a Nest camera, I think, for this season.
Said you were, when Caroline says, "I said you were a clown and I meant it."
I said you were a clown and I meant it. You hang out with garbage, you start to stink.
You put lipstick on a pig.
Still a pig. Caroline's full of wisdom.
So they're like, they're making like straight up like, it's like fucking Streganona up in here. And
like, she's making like,
Gia is literally Streganona.
Gia has
a little like kerchief.
That's her kerchief. And they're like forcing her to carry these huge barrels. You see her at one point try to carry a barrel. It's like Teresa on one side and like a 4-year-old on the other side. And she's like, "Ah, mamma mia."
At one point, Gia literally wipes her brow and it's so dramatic. And she goes, "Oh, making tomato sauce is hard, Mom." She's like, "I know, Gia. Keep mashing them."
Gabriella like isn't involved in the tomato stuff.
She's not really...
Gabriella's like, she's like, "Where did I come from?"
She's kind of she's a little ghoulish.
Speaking of kidnap, I feel like they kidnapped Gabriella.
Yeah, she's a little like milk carton.
One of these things is not like the other.
She's girl in the milk carton.
She literally is. Yeah. She's like a Getty kidnap. Like that's like.
She's, like, always kind of, like, unsure of, like, am I supposed to be here?
Yeah, like, she does not look like any of them.
Uh-uh.
Is she the oldest?
She's the second oldest.
And so it's Melania.
It's Gia, Gabriella, Melania, and Adriana, who Teresa's pregnant with.
These girls are power girls.
So Teresa's pregnant with her fourth child. They're hoping it's a boy. Or
and
Joe is hoping
for Melania. Joe's hoping it's a boy. He has no reason to live if it's a girl.
I know.
Joe's also just like lumbering around silently wearing like graphic tees.
Yeah. And they have like a hot nanny or something that...
Oh, is that the woman that came in? This woman like... Okay, their red sauce cook fest yields 180
jars with basil, and like it looks amazing.
I'm sure it's incredible.
Yeah, but she's like,
I need to get
you gotta
Jesus
do it. And then she says, then we cut to Teresa's father, who is like, doesn't speak basically a lick of English.
Yeah, she's like, "Wait, let my baby be a boy, a girl," but like in Italian.
He goes, "Dad, what do you think my baby will be?" And he goes, He goes, "I'll know when it comes out."
Mm-hmm. Like, she goes, "What kind of baby do you think I'm having?" He's like, "A bambino."
Yeah.
And she's like, "But what kind? I'll know when it comes out." He's not here to like speculate.
No.
He's here for the red sauce.
He's here for the red sauce. And then
he's policing who's involved with the red sauce.
He asked their like this pretty woman who's like, I think the babysitter, if she's on her period.
He goes, "You on your period?
Your time of the month." And Teresa goes, it's an old wives' tale in Italy that women on their period aren't allowed to make the red sauce. I was like, what?
I love how misogynistic
I know
Italians are. It's like the kind of misogyny I can get behind where I'm like, keep that broad on her period away from my red sauce.
Keep away from the red.
And keep her away from the potato. Get away.
And I can see
all
these like old women being like, oh, get out of here.
Get out of here. I love it.
And then at one point she says,
things take
she
a
goes,
turn.
Well, first she goes, people always joke that if I have a boy, he'll become gay. I'll make him gay. And she goes, but honestly, I'd like that because then we could go shopping together.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay.
And someone else is like, oh, if she has a boy, she'll just put him in feather boas.
It's Dina.
Yeah.
He'll look like a member of the Village People. I love that. Okay. But so then at one point,
they're all like, Teresa's, all the women are gathered around. Like,
yeah, they're all.
It's like all the women.
They're turning. Gia's going, oh, Mamma Mia. Oh.
Is that Gia or Melania? I get them confused.
It's Gia.
Okay,
she's
Gia.
Like, oh, Mama, this sauce is so hard to make. And she's like, I keep a churning, my darling. I can't because I'm with child. And then
and she's like, oh, Mamma Mia. And then someone's like, Gia, you got to learn this. So when you get married, you make it for your husband. And then
Joe's mom goes, I want you to marry a nice Italian man. And Teresa goes, she goes, mom doesn't want me to marry it. And then Teresa goes, I want her to marry a Jewish man because they worship their wives.
She goes, they just really worship their wives, so I've heard. And then Joe's like,
and then Gia goes, I don't want to marry a Jewish person.
She goes, I want to marry a Jewish person.
And then she goes,
I'll just have all the little things. Like, and just starts like hating on like Hasidic
and then
Jews.
Teresa has like a moment where she's like,
she goes, don't say that,
because it's like she didn't realize the camera, and then everyone starts laughing,
and so there's just like a Hasidic Jew hate moment.
There's just obvious anti-Semitism in this house that's mm-hmm. just so candid,
but also that's like, I mean, I'm like, also it's really Italian, but I'm just thinking about Sopranos episode. So anytime that I say like that's like how it is, it's just my only frame of reference is Sopranos episodes.
But it's
also like
that's so Sopranos. Maybe just say that's so Sopranos.
That's so Sopranos.
But she says it in a way, she goes, Mom, I don't want to marry a Jewish person.
I don't want to marry a Jewish person. She goes, she was like, Mom always talks about this. About who I'm going to get married to. It's confusing.
And that is, she's
not
wrong.
And Joe's like, you're never going to get married, G.
Yeah. He goes, you're never going to get married, G, so just don't even say anything about it. And G's like, oh my God. Why are you talking about your 7-year-old daughter getting married?
A child.
Teresa's always like, she's already planning them getting married off.
Oh, she loves a marriage story.
So then we cut to Caroline is going
private.
This is sweet. She goes into the big city.
Albert.
To Barney's.
R.I.P. Barney's.
I know.
The end of an era. Truly. Like, devastating.
Put your light is up.
Love and light to Barney's.
Love and light. Eternal life.
But, like, who fucking knows? Caroline takes...
We're going to go for a private shopping. And she's the way she says it, it's just really sweet like, earnest. She's like, we're going to go for... We have the luxury of going for a private shopping fitting.
Mm-hmm.
And clothes fitting.
I thought
it was
going to be for her, but it's for her husband.
So Albert, her husband, has gotten lap band surgery. And
he lost 70 pounds.
He looks great.
He looks highly fuckable. Thin. Yeah.
He looks hot.
Yeah, he's hot.
And they clearly love each other so much.
They do. She goes, he's still my big bear. And they're like very Tony and Carm to me.
Mm-hmm.
Or like the love between them seems like that.
Like soulmate-y?
Yeah, just like here for each other. And she says that he was hospitalized for a month, but doesn't say why.
I think he had like some kind of heart event.
Yeah, and then the doctor said when he was hospitalized that it's just a matter of when he's going to have a heart attack. And then I was like, oh, this is so Sopranos. This is so Sopranos, like season.
It is.
Yeah.
They're like ride or dies for each other.
They are ride or die.
Like, they might
but
not
doesn't
always...
every dude fuck other women?
In this culture?
Yeah.
Maybe.
They're gumas. Buckle up, listeners, because we're about
up.
To get 18 we're, episodes.
We're about to generalize.
Generalizing all Italian culture coming back to Sopranos.
He spends $9,000 on a suit. And it's kind of crazy.
It's crazy. For one suit.
I love them sitting there with a glass of wine, signing mm-hmm. the... And Caroline goes, oh, it makes me nervous to see the numbers. She goes, always makes me nervous to see how much money we spent, but it's for a good cause.
And the cause is just like their upcoming event.
Mm-hmm.
Also, when she cries, when she sees Albert, she goes, you look beautiful. She keeps telling him he looks beautiful.
And he goes, oh, for Christ's sake. It's really cute.
Jacqueline's
son is wearing a lock up your daughter's shirt.
And a pacifier that says rock star on it.
I was like, why does everyone in the show want their young children to marry off?
Why is there a need to like sexualize a baby? Like they're basically saying like, watch out for my womanizing infant.
Yeah. He's really cute though.
He's cute.
But it's like, but
there's no need chill. For that. I love rock star.
Yeah.
I mean, Teddy, up your daughters.
Teddy's dressing like a lobster for Halloween.
I know. That's like,
he's cute. One.
Like, let a kid wear like a little overalls.
Yeah.
Their commitment to graphic tees is really
something. Their house is insane.
It's insane.
Truly insane.
Why is the furniture all like Mad Hatter Tea Party furniture?
I have no idea.
The proportions of their furniture is like a fun house.
Chris also started this thing called Blackwater where and I had it once.
Was it good? Yeah. I feel like it's like chalky.
It tasted like lake water.
Yeah.
Like from Mount.
Is it charcoal Franklin that's in the Lakes? Water? Is that why it's black?
It's like some. Yeah. It's like supposed to be like healthy.
Hmm. Is it still a thing? No. Classic.
Well. So then we cut to...
Chris doesn't want Jacqueline and Danielle to be friends.
He's like, I never liked that girl.
And he's like, don't hang out with
Trouble
her.
Trouble follows where she walks. And mm-hmm. Jacqueline's kind of like...
She's not going to listen.
She's like, I'm not going to hang out with her.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, cool.
He's like, eye roll.
He's like genuinely worried for their new child. Because Danielle is like Rumpelstiltskin.
Danielle will suck a child's soul right out of its body.
Danielle will like creep into the home and like... steal a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And, like,
she'll sell it on the black market for a pair of new tits. She doesn't give a shit.
Or like,
she's ice cold.
She is. Well, yes, Danielle is a dangerous person.
You wake up in the night and Danielle's literally straddling you with a gun pointed to your head.
She's,
and it's kind of hot, but it's also terrifying.
That's what I think. She turns everyone on, even the women. Like, she turns everyone on, but they're afraid of it.
Yeah. They're afraid because she is like raw sexual energy.
She does.
But she's also a succubus.
She's also like kind of like a witch in a village, like reviled by everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's like very like Hester Prynne.
Reviled but respected.
Yeah. So we cut to
Melania's first day of school.
Oh, she's adorable.
She's so cute. It's actually insane.
Gabriella's room is a Paris theme.
I love that.
It says wee wee.
Wee wee. Oh yeah, it does. The wall art. They're like their little outfits. Mm-hmm. They're so cute.
Melania.
But they're also like thugs.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Melania was like, Melania's already like talking shit. She's three.
Yeah.
She's outside. I don't want to go to school.
She doesn't want to go to school. She alternates between like the cutest little sweetie and then literally like
Daymon.
A string of expletives.
She also, like...
She's like, no more pictures! And then she's like, get together with your sister. And she's like, okay, mommy. And
no more!
And then she just starts, like, cry yelling. It's so bizarre. I've never seen, like, a child vacillate that much between, like, two warring personalities.
No more pictures! And Gabriella looks so...
No more! And then Gabriella hugs her tight. She's like, one more, just hug your sister. And she like squeezes Melania's head off. And she's like, don't squeeze her so tight. And then they're both like so precious and cute. And then they're like, is that enough or what? Like, it's so crazy.
Yeah, when Melania talks, she's like, she has like a 40-year-old man's voice.
I love her. Like, that's powerful. That's why I think she could be like a legit star. She is a star.
More than Gia, I think.
Way more than Gia.
What? Is that all you got? Gabriella like hits her playfully once and then walks away. And then Melania goes, is that all you got, bitch?
Yeah. She's like, come at me again, bitch. Come see back if you again. See if you walk away.
Come at
walk
me
away
again.
With one eye.
Yeah.
She's like a full blown thug. She's like a doll.
She's like this little, she looks like a, like one of the gremlin dolls.
She is.
Or like a troll doll.
In the best way
possible. In the best way possible.
And not like scary like a troll doll. No,
she's like a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Yeah, but not even scary like that. Like, yeah, they're all scary. She's her own brand of doll that's like perfection.
And then she picks out her lunch and she's just like in the pantry and she's just changing.
She's like Fritos chips. She loves chips.
She goes in her like palatial pantry and just shoves boxes of like Nilla wafers and like shit, it's whole boxes of stuff into her backpack, and then they go out in the car and she's like, and you see Joe's wheeling garbage,
hating his life,
throws a huge pink bear into the garbage, and Teresa goes, I really hope I have a boy for Joe's sake, and you just see him looking miserable.
He's just Miz.
And then they drive off to school, and she goes, let me get one in front of you in the fountain. And you hear Melania go, no more pictures.
No more pictures, Mom. She's like, not in the front of the fountain. Not never.
Not never. Not now. Not tomorrow. Not now, never. Not tomorrow, now not drive, never. Bitch.
I got your pictures. Now shut the fuck up and drive.
Shut the fuck up and drive. She has a gun.
She pulls like a gun out of her bag. She's literally like taking all these chips to school to like sell them in the parking lot. Like she's like literally.
She has a business
plan.
She's
a thriving side hustle.
She's going to preschool.
Yeah.
She's gonna.
Can you imagine? I wish I was a preschool teacher just so this little thug could walk into my class. Like that's all I hope for.
She like sells pencils and Nilla wafers.
Mm-hmm.
She's all right.
Like, it's cash only.
Cash only. Single file line over there. And if anyone steps out of it, I'm going to shoot your fucking foot. Now shut up and get in line.
Love Melania.
Yeah.
She's a fucking star.
So then we...
Then we go to Posh.
Oh my God. Posh is like, I want to have an... I should just go work at Posh.
Is it still around?
Yes.
Is it still the same store?
Yeah.
It literally is a closet.
It's literally in a shopping mall in like this bleak area of New Jersey.
Why is
like
it so small?
Wayne or something. I don't know.
It's so tiny in there. It's like gives me claustrophobia.
It truly looks like a leathery sex store.
Yeah. It's so dark and like it's like there's room for three people to be in there at a time.
So this is where we're introduced to Kim D. She runs Posh. Kim D looks like
Sonia Morgan, kind of.
But, like, without any life in her? Like, she looks like Sonia Morgan.
She's like a Sonia Morgan skeleton.
She looks like if Sonia Morgan took, like, a vacuum at, like, the car wash. Like,
and then put it over her mouth. And sucked the life out of her, but also kind of made her lips stick out, like, more like duck mouth.
She has dead blue eyes, if that makes any sense.
You know who I really want to play Kim D in like a movie is Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh my God.
Like I feel like she'd make a perfect Kim D.
She watches this shit too.
And I don't even say that. That's not a diss. That's like literally play this like 50-year-old woman. You're the only person that could do it justice.
I'm glad they're letting her play Elizabeth Holmes because I feel like she needs to play more like characters.
Yeah.
She's like,
I need like a dead-eyed
chameleon.
Kim D is like the next step after Elizabeth Holmes.
So then we cut to Danielle is bringing her this. Her daughters are so sad.
They're so gorgeous.
No, they're like hauntingly beautiful.
But they're also like
They're clearly traumatized.
The shit that they have to like put up with when it comes to their mom and like them having to like parent her is really sad for them.
Jilly has a little beanie.
You know,
Jilly's adorable, and Christine is literally like
a model.
Well, she is. Well, she was. I don't know if she's, but she's stunning.
Yeah,
like ice, like icy, like just yeah. So yeah. She brings them in for school clothes, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. Literally, Posh sells like studded belts and like tight jeans.
Danielle goes, I'm accustomed to a certain lifestyle. She goes, but I also know how to like look nice on a pinch. So she's basically like, I'm budget as fuck. And
yeah.
And she has a tab at Posh.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, put it on the tab.
Just like buying clothes from Kim D. Yeah. But Posh might be a front for something else.
I think it is.
And Danielle.
Lest we forget, I reminded you that last week, Kim D two men were found executed in her car. So shit is real with Kim D. Okay,
so yeah, Kim D is Posh up is, to
Posh
no
is
good.
Definitely like something else.
Posh, if you can... No one starts a tab at a clothing store.
If anyone has been to Posh, please
write
in
sexyuniquepodcast@gmail.com.
Let us know your Posh stories.
Like,
as a New Jersey native, I feel ashamed that I have not been up there, but I plan to at some point in my
life. You've
got to
do it. Also, Danielle and Kim D like shake hands and they're like, we're both tough Sicilian bitches. We're here for each other. They like pledge their loyalty to one
Sicily.
Another. Yeah,
they
to Sicily, the motherland.
They don't like when they do the Pledge of Allegiance, it's not to America.
It's to Sicily.
It's to Sicily. Kim D's like,
I pledge allegiance to the flag of Sicily.
Of Sicily. But yeah, Kim D's like, I got your back. You could always come to me. She goes, I bring you a bowl of pasta. And then Danielle goes, she goes, that's what a good human does, as opposed to those women.
Mm-hmm. Those women. Yeah. Also,
she'll give you the pasta right off her back.
Kim D was like, so-and-so had to get a new ankle replacement. I brought a pasta. Like, something like that. Yeah. Like, it sounded like someone got their ankle
kicked in.
And then whenever you get, like, beat up by the mob, Kim D shows up with some pasta.
The casserole and some pasta.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's what you do. It's what you do if you're a good person. Not like those women.
But yeah, the daughters are like, clearly like...
They're like, please, can we get out of here?
Christine like literally runs to the dressing room and hides.
So someone said something to her. They're like, you can wear that out on the town. She goes, I'm just wearing like one clothes so I can hang out with my friends. Like, I'm trying to wear them to school.
She's 15.
Yeah.
Or 16. Like, she's...
got a road ahead of her, but yeah. I think she like gets through it.
No, I think
I think she's like turned
doing
out
well.
Okay.
I've looked them up. They're thriving.
Okay, good. I root for them.
I think Christine like went to like med school.
Chic.
I don't know. Danielle, I will say, as much hell as she's put her kids through, she's all about her kids.
She's a fierce mom.
She is. My mom always said that when we were watching the show, she always goes, they just have nice rooms. Like, it's their kids' rooms are all decorated really well.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was like, she basically was like, that's like a mom that like
that
really
cares
about her kids. I think as fucked up as Danielle is, she does like fiercely feel like super attached to her daughters.
Yeah.
And would like kill.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think most moms would kill, but.
But she really would.
She actually has.
Yeah.
I said, oh God, enter Ashley. Ashley is
truly
Teresa's 19 or 18 year old daughter.
Jacqueline's Vegas daughter.
Who like was suddenly like brought from Vegas, uprooted as a little girl to this like huge Italian family in New Jersey and like has like all this privilege suddenly. And
is just like loves wearing like a beanie beret.
And like hoodies.
She's like always wearing black and like flat ironing her hair.
And she has a cold. Constantly,
and is just like truly one of the hardest people ever to have to watch on a reality TV
show. She's so insecure. Remember when Jacqueline brought her to that photo shoot
Mm-mm.
for her birthday?
Like, I've literally blacked out. Like, I forgot that Ashley existed until I watched this episode, and I was like, oh.
There's an episode, I think, in season one where Jacqueline brings Ashley to like get her, like, glamour shots mm-hmm. to like give her some confidence, and it's actually like really sweet, but it turns into a nightmare and Ashley starts crying and she hates everything, and Jacqueline goes like full Barbara Hershey and Black Swan on her. It's like, fine, we'll throw the cake out.
Oh God,
it's disgusting.
Oh God.
So Ashley comes in with her like 25 year old boyfriend
Derek,
who works at Blockbuster.
I know,
like the literal probably last Blockbuster,
the last Blockbuster to ever exist.
He
Derek.
Works at I was like, are you from
great career ahead of him?
Are you from 1997? Like,
also Ashley just moved in with him.
No, she moved in with her friends.
Oh, so she doesn't live with Derek.
Basically, she was like, I don't want to go to school. I don't want to like pay my like. She was just freeloading, partying all the time, and like coming in late to Chris and Jacqueline, so they kicked her out.
Yeah, she like barely passed high school.
Yeah, that
but
was...
she got her diploma, and it's just like, you know these kind. I know these kinds of girls.
She tells Chris,
I probably would have been this kind of girl if I hadn't got uprooted myself and got sent away to therapeutic boarding school.
Chris and Jacqueline are like, she tells him she wants to take some time off.
And he's like, time off from what?
And she like,
she's like, if I could start a drinking account, I would, but I don't know how.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
you're a mess.
Worthless.
She's garbage.
She's garbage.
And then Jacqueline like asks them if they're like raw dogging.
The whole scene is really painful. Also, Chris is wearing a graphic tee that says not guilty on it.
Insanity.
They love like a they're toying with the law.
Oh yeah.
They're like, flaunting their like
it's a fuck you to all of us. Yeah. And Derek, the boyfriend, looks like someone in the band Senses Fail.
Yeah, he's full of Senses Fail.
He's like kind of cute.
He's like has some cute energy.
But like what?
But then also I'm like, what are you doing here?
I know.
Then Chris like sharpens a knife and like stares at him and Derek's like,
ooh. Derek goes, do you want any help? And Chris is like, no, I'm good.
And then just sharpens a knife slowly while staring at him. Wearing a shirt that says not guilty. Yeah,
that was
a caricature of himself.
Chris is also drinking out of a goblet. Like Game of Thrones shit.
I love like
chalice.
The husband who has to drink out of like the goblet.
It's like the Ark of the
isn't that the Ark of the Covenant or like whatever the thing in Indiana Jones.
All the knights drink.
Where they the Holy Grail.
He's like literally holding the Holy Grail.
Remember the Indiana Jones and they're like which cup did Jesus drink out of? And everyone's like, the most jeweled one. And like everyone drinks out of their face, like melts off. Yeah, and then Indy is like, it's the shittiest one.
The low-key one.
Yeah.
Of course.
What a great message.
Hot.
Teresa goes for an ultrasound and doesn't want to know the sex of her baby.
Her OBGYN looked like Julia Child.
Her OBGYN was Julia Child. And then which daughter was with her? I can't tell Gia. And Melania. She's like, Mama Mia, can you tell me what are the babies?
She goes, a mama, just tell me, what's a baby going to be? What's a baby in there? My mama's got a baby in her oven. My mama's got she's got a pizza oven and a tummy and her baby's in it. It's cooking like a little panzerotti.
Gia's energy is so
Stregonona.
Like an old Italian woman just like washing the streets, yeah. Being like, ay, mamma mia, the dirt.
It's like in Call Me By Your Name where they go to the old lady and she just gives them water. Mm-hmm. She's just sitting out peeling green beans.
Yeah.
It's Gia.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, oh, mama, tell me, what's the baby going to be, a boy or a girl?
Oh, I'm sick of not knowing.
A bambino or a bambino.
Come on, mama.
And Teresa's like, no.
She's like, I don't know. I don't want to know.
I don't want to know. So then we cut to okay. So Albert and Caroline are throwing a sheriff dinner,
fundraiser.
Like a beef and beer, in their backyard, and it's $1,000 per person, and it's to raise money for the
police department. And you know you're in the mob when this is literally
from The Sopranos.
So Sopranos.
And they say, like, we support our law. We want our law enforcement to know we support them. And I was like, yeah, I bet you do.
You are literally paying off law.
Yeah.
Men.
It's, like, very apparent.
It's not even, like, it's like, not, they're not even trying to, like, make any bones about
it. No, they want to get all the officers drunk as fuck and get, and like,
pay them. They're making what? They like 50 people show up, it's like $50,000
that they just
give to the police department.
For a backyard like barbecue, basically.
She's like, we make their favorite food. There's rice balls. She's like, there's rice balls, there's pasta, it's all the officers' favorite food. They drink a little, they know it's a safe space. I was like, this is the most mob shit I've ever seen.
So then we see Chris and Albie, their older sons, who are like...
These two...
Yeah, who... Caroline...
Who are truly doomed.
Also, Caroline is such a hard-on for Albie. Like, she always talks about him like he's the golden child, and he's like... And everyone's like, oh, Albie's so handsome. And I was like, I never thought he was that cute.
Honestly...
I thought Chris was cuter.
That's wild to me, because I respectfully disagree. But, like, Albie, his hair loss journey is really... Dark,
but Chris is like who you want to like fuck.
He'd be more fun. Disagree.
You think Albie is good at having sex?
Chris is just like
Chris is like...
like a bouncy fuck energy. And Albie, I don't know, both of them are so AJ. Like, they're so, like, loser.
AJ?
AJ Soprano.
Oh, yeah, they're...
You know, they have that same, like...
So, Albie is in law school at Fordham, and Chris is trying to start a car wash business. We'll come to see. But he works at the Brownstone.
Yeah.
As does their younger daughter, Lauren, who's...
And Lauren's cool. She, like, gets it.
Yeah, Lauren... But they give her so much shit.
They're really mean to her.
The whole family's mean to her.
Lauren's dating Albie's best friend, Vito.
He's pissed.
And Albie hates it.
Vito walks in
Vito
and is
literally
like,
wears a suit in the middle of the day.
Vito also walks in and is like... He looks like...
That's like his soundtrack.
He's like the giant from Princess Bride.
Yeah.
He just like walks in and looks like he can't... He has like...
He has beer goggles on at all times. Yeah. Like, he needs prescription glasses for 20 years now, but hasn't gotten them. His sight is like degenerating with every passing day.
So... Albert Sr. tasked them with going around and picking up German Shepherd shit.
Yeah, because they don't want the officers to come into their lawn and see dog shit everywhere.
The last thing I want to do is have them sit in the ground and see a pile of dog shit, okay? So just go pick it up.
Yeah.
And they have German Shepherds.
Also,
a sign.
You do the math.
So Vito walks in and Albie, I think, is rightfully, like, weirded out.
Yeah, Albie's like, it's got to be jarring. It's got to be jarring.
Yeah. And then you see Lauren.
Have your best friend date your sibling. You're just like, well, great. Thanks a lot.
And then we cut to Lauren and she's like.
I've never been so happy.
She's like, I've never been so happy. And he's an adult and he needs to act like one and handle it because we're all adults.
I like that.
All right. She's living her truth. I've always liked Lauren.
Me too. Props to Lauren.
She's getting her beauty beautician.
She's very driven. She knows what she likes. She knows what makes her happy.
But they all like tell her that she's stupid all the time. And I'm like, stop.
You know, it's really rude. That's the dark side of
the manzos.
Italian-American misogyny.
I've always been Team Lauren. So Danielle goes to Misha's spa. And
that spa is also like...
A strip mall. Yeah. It's so... I'm telling you.
It's just like...
Jerks.
One whole strip mall.
So
Danielle spills some... scathing hot tea where she's like, actually, I used to come here and Dina used to work here.
She was stocking shelves.
Stocking shelves.
But I also love when she walks in and she says to the receptionist, you changed your hair. And Danielle's eyes are like razor. She doesn't blink. And it's such like psychopath shit because she's like, it's like very superficial, charming, and, yeah. And like
she
remembers things about you to compliment you later.
Mm-hmm.
And the receptionist actually looks like, ooh.
She's terrified.
Yeah.
She scuttles away, her neck goes back, and she's like, thank you so much. And then like scuttles away. Then Danielle stalks down the hallway, says that shit about Dina.
She was actually working here when I first met her.
Which is just like a true fuck you. Yeah. Also, she's been around for a while.
Yeah. Who, Danielle?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like ancient.
She's like from an ancient tomb.
Well, her ex-husband was super rich, so she had like, well, Covenant on the ghost app.
Damn.
She had like a really charmed life before she fell in hard times.
Wow.
So she's like, she will lord this over the women this season, as you will see. Like this,
her former life where she used to know what's what. She's fallen from grace. She goes, Rosa, my pedicurist, knows all the gossip in town.
I was watching this with Simon and he goes, Rosa's a plant. He goes, she's a producer.
Rosa's wearing a wire.
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh.
She fully is.
She totally was.
She tells Danielle about Caroline's sheriff event.
Yeah, she goes, there were a bunch of people coming in here today for this big event at Caroline's house as a sheriff's beef and beer benefit. And then Danielle's face, she looks like she was about to cry.
Danielle's furious.
Yeah. She goes,
'cause if anyone wants to get close to a cop, it's her.
Yeah.
To charm her way, snake her way, and start some cop drama.
She just wants power.
She's power hungry.
Local power.
Also, like, for her, I felt just now what a thrill it would be to just, like, walk around knowing about all the crime she's committed and, like, sit on some police officer's lap. You know what I mean? And, like, laugh.
But Danielle wants to consolidate, like, chaos and mm-hmm. and power at once.
Yeah.
She can't, she wants power, but she can't help herself with the chaos.
Yeah.
She wants to have, to be like at the top, but she also wants to claw everyone away and like mm-hmm. crumble and watch things crumble.
She's like Storm in X-Men.
She is.
She's a force to be reckoned with.
But she's just blabbering away to Rosa.
Yeah.
And like clearly Rosa is just like a sponge. She's taking everything in.
Mm-hmm.
She knows everything.
Rosa trades in secrets.
She does. She, Danielle, like, asked her things.
Secrets
when the
cameras and
tips. Rolling.
Yeah.
She's getting her pedicure.
She's just, like, sawing away at her feet.
And Danielle's like, she's like, oh, well, she goes, well, that's surprising.
That everyone would be invited except for me.
She goes, I bet it was some kind of misunderstanding. Why I wouldn't, I don't know why I wouldn't be invited.
Rosa knows exactly why.
Yeah, and Rosa's just dead silent.
Rosa can't, you can't say anything in that.
No.
You just have to agree.
So we cut, and we cut back to the cop party.
Mm-hmm.
And
then it's just like,
it's like a
Albert
tent.
And Caroline standing in front of their house with their hands on their hips, and Caroline staring into the camera going, we love to support law enforcement.
Yeah. We love our cops, we love our firemen, and we raise as much money as we can for them every year. Support your local cops. We love
it's
cops.
It's like a long, lingering scene of yeah. that. And then Danielle takes to the range. When Danielle...
Also, her daughters were waiting outside the whole time.
In the car?
When she went into Misha.
They were just like sitting outside.
They were like sitting outside in the shopping center.
I don't love that.
No, but she's so codependent with them. She has to go. They have to be everywhere she goes.
So she's dragging them. And once she hears about this, then she's like, get in the car. And like, then takes to the range and to drive through the winding streets of New Jersey. And she's like, starts just unloading all her personal biz onto them.
She goes, some women love to tear down others. And they're like, oh my God. And she's like,
here we go again. Also, they're both just sitting in the back seat. And I love that they're just like sitting right next to each other.
I know. They're so uncomfortable.
Like, comforting each other.
They are.
There's like a cameraman in the front seat filming their mom, who's like just like driving like a mad woman all over. With
it's like cloudy.
Back yeah. and forth. The sun set, and her mom is like, their mom's just gone to like see a priest, which I'm sure she told them all about, this like priest that she hates now.
It's like late summer. The sun is still like kind of out. Like it's like 8 p.m. and it's still kind of light out. And they're just like, they just want to go home.
It's full. Danielle is in her witching hour.
Yeah. And she has like concocted, she wants to go drive by Caroline's party.
She's like, let's just drive by and see who's there. And they're like, what? Mom, well, don't do it, please. They're like, can you just not?
She goes, I think it would be nice to just drive by and just kind of see what's going on. Maybe stop in. And she's like, they're fully like, planning on going to crash this party.
Yeah.
And
which
like,
I thought that she was going to.
She says, what did she say? She goes to Caroline. What's that? She goes, grow up. Something like, she goes, I'm going to walk right up to her across that lawn, go to the backyard and say, you either show up or grow up, or like something like super. And the girls are just in the backseat like, Mom, please.
One of them has basically said, she's like, I think it would be in your best interest to not do that, or something like very adult and like level headed.
And Daniel goes, you don't think I should go? And they're like, no, Mom.
They're like, please don't go.
Please don't go.
It's going to make you upset. Like, it's not going to end well.
And they're like, we can't let the cops see you.
Yeah. They like talk her off the cliff.
Yeah. Cause like, they're like, you're already in so much trouble as it is.
Yeah. Like, this isn't going to help anything. And she's like, really? Because I feel like I should go. And they're like, no, don't. And she's like, are you sure? Because like, we're almost there. And they're like, don't.
They're like turning onto Caroline Street.
She's like driving and driving and driving. She's like a two hand on the steering wheel.
And I love whenever the camera cuts outside the car and we see Danielle driving in the Range Rover, her mm-hmm. eyes are dead straight.
She's like a hawk.
Yeah. She doesn't blink.
Her at the wheel of the range.
Angry.
With like, a rosary.
Fury of hell.
Also, Kim D is at the event.
Oh, yeah. So Kim D's boyfriend is a cop, I think.
Oh, I love that.
Or like affiliated somehow with them. And Jacqueline, I love when Jacqueline shows up. She goes, I don't know what they're supporting. She goes, we just paid $1,000. I didn't ask.
We paid, and then like giggles and then sits down. Jacqueline's on her own journey. Jacqueline's like all about Jacqueline.
She's having a Jacqueline year.
Yeah. And I kind of like that.
I do
her.
Too.
And I like her. At first, I feel like I really didn't like her when I first would watch this season.
She's deep.
But she's great.
She's deceptive.
Yeah.
But so Jacqueline...
I want Jacqueline to like release her diaries, and then you'll find out that there's like so much going on beneath the surface.
Her Twitter is wild.
What does she say?
Just look at it.
Okay.
So...
Kim D lies to everyone's face.
Yeah, Kim D's like... Do I know the girl? She goes, no, I could. She goes, I wouldn't say I even know her. She comes into my store and she owes me $400. She has a tab. She's got a tab. She hasn't paid, but I don't know the woman.
I don't know. I like that.
And then her husband, her boyfriend is like drunk as fuck. He's like, she's a pig.
She's a pig.
She's a fucking pig.
Kim D is also very Glenn Close energy.
She is. She's like, what's damages, Patty?
Mm-hmm.
And... Dina is sitting. So Dina, Caroline, Teresa are all sitting there. Teresa's pregnant as fuck. Teresa walks in with
she's
a little
waddling in. She's
newsboy.
About to like give birth any second.
She's got a little like newsboy cap on. Joe like is like basically escort dragging her into the party.
He needs to like wheel her in on a cart because she's just that level of pregnant where it's just like. Land ho! It's like it's about to fall out.
And so they sit down at a table, and Kim D's and her husband are just trashing Danielle. And Dina is actually for all because Dina earlier says like if Danielle is willing to apologize, mm-hmm. then like I'm open to like if she says she's changed, I'm open. Like I so Danielle's trying to take like this Buddhist approach,
yeah,
and she's actually like uncomfortable with
all the trash talking.
Kim D, and she's like. Annoyed by it. She's like, she's supposed to be Danielle's friend, and here she is like talking shit about her, which made me kind of like think that Dina is like a sweet person.
I think Dina is a sweet person and has like a pretty good judge of character.
She's
because
so sus of Kim D.
Yeah, also
she's like
if you're
glaring at her,
clearly you know that this person is friends with this person, but she's gonna come here and then just like immediately like no loyalty. And I feel yeah. like the Manzos are very
the Loritas.
They need loyalty.
They are, yeah, Dina's, she just is kind of silently glaring, or like side-eyeing. And also, Kim D is blackout.
Wait, Albert is a Manzo. Okay.
Albert's a
and
Manzo.
Then
but they're all,
the
but
Dina Loretta.
No, but Dina is also a Manzo because she married.
Oh, because she married Albert's brother.
Yeah.
But their maiden name is
Loretta, which is what
Chris
Jacqueline.
And okay,
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That took me a mm-hmm. real long time to understand that, but I'm
oh,
glad
yeah.
that I'm here.
So
cuts back to Danielle, who still hasn't made the full decision of what she's going to do, just still swerving in the range. She goes, now I am completely disappointed. Like realizing like
her night is not going. She wanted to have like a scene.
Mm-hmm. And but now she's just like so disappointed.
She's like, let's go home, girls.
And then it goes like into her talking head. And she goes, if you're thick as thieves, then why raise money for the sheriff's department? It's just a question.
I wrote down Danielle's asking the right questions.
Yeah.
Danielle, listen, Danielle,
the
it,
right
takes,
questions.
It takes one to know one, and Danielle knows.
Mm-hmm.
And she is, and, you know, as we will see as the season goes on, like, Danielle, I used to be like, when I first watched it, I was like, why is she so terrified of these women? And I'm like, now I really understand why.
Yeah.
Danielle's asking all the right questions. I love
all
that.
All the right.
Just a question.
It's just a question. Danielle is here to stir up trouble.
But also, Danielle, like, it's so like, that's like what a criminal knows.
Yeah.
Like
takes
she's,
one to know one.
Yeah. She's like, why are they cozying up to the law enforcement? Local police. Just a question.
I love it.
I have a question.
I have lots of questions.
You do such a good Danielle.
I feel like all their voices, I do the same.
No,
I love every one of their accents and their mannerisms.
I just love Danielle finishing the episode with just a question.
It's just a question.
Yeah. Now I'm very disappointed.
Now I'm... completely disappointed.
Girl, you don't think I should go, girls? And they're like, no, mom.
What if I just drive by?
What
if we just drive by slowly? And they go, please just go home, mom.
Go home, mom. All right. Yeah, you're probably right.
You're probably right. I love that kind of relationship with your daughters, plural.
But just seeing, like, what's to come in this season is an explosion unlike...
It truly is. I forgot. It's been so long.
The brownstone scene. The chase.
The chase and the hair rip.
I mean, I don't want to spoil anything.
I mean, Ashley gets wild.
They all get wild.
They all get wild. Ashley's, I think, I'm interested to see if I can, like, drum up more empathy for her this time around. Because maybe I realize she is just me if things didn't go my way.
I think she's, like, maybe okay, but she's just, when the cameras are rolling, she's like,
I want to be, like, mean to my mom on camera because it's, like, funny and, like.
Yeah, like, she's just, like, confused.
I think she has a lot of rage towards Jacqueline.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
For shit that we don't know about.
Yeah.
And I think she takes it out on her on camera because she knows it'll hurt her.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thought.
And Jacqueline is, like, not going to show a lot of that.
Jacqueline's like, don't.
Yeah. She's just like, laugh it off and giggle.
But she's like, you can tell in her eyes, she's like, shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. I love also Jacqueline being like, are you guys... using protection?
Using protection. I don't even want to say it.
But also, like, her... I feel like that's kind of shitty to do to Ash.
Yeah.
She's playing games because it's like... She's like, you don't want to mess up like I did and have a baby when you're too young. Basically saying, like...
You're a mistake.
You're a mistake.
Yeah.
Their relationship is, like...
They have a power... They have, like, a weird...
There's levels of fucked upness in their relationship, for sure.
But the flash forward to what's coming ends with... Jacqueline with her hands on her hip in the parking lot with Danielle crying in a car in front of her and she's just staring her down. You know, Jacqueline going, get her off of me. Get away from me. And Kim, calm down, Danielle. Calm down. Calm down. Danielle, stop it.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you go to your friends? You don't have any friends with you and your...
what did she say?
Your square tits.
Square tits.
Yeah. Your fake ass and your square tits. I have friends.
Chasing her outside.
God, amazing.
Wait till that. Just wait.
I know. I skipped like the
Danielle.
Next week or whatever, or like this season, because I just want it to be like so fresh.
Kim G. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Danielle.
God, it's Kim G is the blessing.
But I think Kim D's the real evil.
Kim D is evil.
Yeah, she's...
If two men are found dead in a car that you own...
And she goes, it was a terrible accident.
I'll say,
Kim. That pot... Where's that pot?
Wait, is there a news article about this?
I think Danielle maybe gets to have a tab there because she just knows too much about Kim D. Or, mm-hmm. like, she found some, like, loophole and she's like, hey...
She's like...
I will not go to the police if you give me a tab at Posh.
It would be a shame to... the police.
She comes in, like, she like strums the counter and she's like
wow, I really dusty. Love this bracelet.
It's a little dusty in here. She's, you know, it'd be a real shame if I had to see all this suddenly go, you know. This store could just be here one day and gone the next.
It happens fast, believe me.
What are you talking about?
And she's like, well,
people would ask the right questions. Get to the bottom of where your books are going. It would be a shame to just see it go away.
Or better yet, if people were to give the right answers. I don't know.
Desperate people do desperate things.
And she's like, what do you want? She's like, a tab.
A tab.
Open-ended.
May we all get an open-ended tab at the boutique of our choice.
Put it on my tab.
I'm ready to extort some people at, like, the Grove. I'm ready to just extort the entire Grove.
She totally extorts her ex-husband.
Yeah. Danielle speaks the language of extortion.
Yeah. She tried to extort the priest.
She's extorting left and right.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited to be doing this season,
Me too. I'm thinking of, like, who can I extort to just get stuff.
May we all think...
Yeah, everyone put your head together, and this week's challenge is extort someone. Tell them it would be a shame if people, who in your life, I know there's one person in your life that you could extort. Everyone has one.
Share with us.
Share with us, and just extort one person this week.
Or just think of it.
Think of it. Or just fuck with them. Just say the sentence, it would be a shame.
It would be a shame if all this was... Gone Tomorrow. I'm so excited to be doing this, though. This season is amazing, and
this is iconic TV.
I hope I wasn't, like, vomiting up too much, like, backstory and shit.
No, I think it's good to have backstory. I'm sure a bunch of people have watched this, but it's a really good trip down memory road. And
you can watch it, you can buy it, it's all on like Hulu.
It's on Hulu for free, iTunes. I'm sure you Amazon. Can watch a lot of it on YouTube.
Yeah, you can find this stuff. So tune in with us as we go through this.
Yeah, we have a big old chunk of episodes.
It's gonna
to
be
do
a
on
long
this.
Series, y'all.
A long and winding road.
Should I go back or should I go?
I just think maybe I should drive slowly by their house just to see what they're up to. What do you think?
With the headlights off.
What do you think, girls?
Take us home, Mom.
No, Mom, please.
Well.
Danielle driving by Caroline's house is the equivalent of my mom picking me up from school in clown makeup.
That is.
Mm-hmm.
That's also me, like, Danielle driving by Caroline's house is me, like, driving by Jack's house and Brittany's old apartment building.
I've done a full, I've done like drive-bys of people before. And you're literally living a Danielle truth mm-hmm. when you do a drive-by. You've taken to the range.
Did I just admit that?
I need a rosary maybe to hang on my mirror.
Should I not have admitted that?
No. I mean, everyone, there was so much driving by.
Yeah.
It was very clear if you're like a WeHo resident, exactly where they lived.
Yeah, maybe take that out.
Their old apartment?
What?
Take out that you drove by their old apartment? I don't want to.
No. Me. I'm censoring the press.
Don't shut me up. It'd be a shame if people knew how often you used to drive by Jackson Brittany's apartment.
It was only a few times. Well, thank you for having me on.
Thank
I'm so happy to be on this
here.
Journey with
I'm
you.
I'm so happy.
You can follow me at eCario.
You can follow me at Lars Marie Covenant.
Covenant.
Is the Has final been the word of the ghost
fitting
act.
Fitting for the Manzos.
The levels are off the charts.
Wow.
And are you okay is the actual
no,
final
I'm not.
Word. And the answer is no,
Fuck
absolutely
no.
not. Have
well,
been for a long time.
Happy Halloween and
happy Halloween, pagan holiday. May you all drink the blood of the lamb.
I'll be back in November.
See you next month.
Bye. Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do. And start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.